All right. Hi, welcome. I'm Nancy S. from Colorado in the United States, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today. So the first thing I wanted to do was share with you some pictures to show you that I am supposed to be here with you. So hopefully these are big enough to see. Probably this one in the middle, which has the two men on the outside and the three women on the inside, that's me, and that's probably at my heaviest weight. So then as we get to, here's a Wonder Woman picture on the right and less weight. Here's a wedding picture. This is me 38 years later wearing my wedding gown, which I couldn't fit in for, you know, most of the 38 years, probably 35 of them. And then, so here's the ones at the bottom are closer to me today. So, I, from my highest weight, I've lost, between 80 and 90 pounds. And I did have that in stone and I can't remember what it was. So I'll have to look it up again. I'm sorry. So anyway, let me tell you about my story. So all my life, I wanted to be loved and accepted. That was my main driving force, but something was always in the way. I knew that it had to be my weight. That had to be what the problem was. So since I first tried to control my weight in eighth grade by eating, so that was when I was about 13, by eating half a sandwich and an orange for lunch, I've tried to fix myself by losing weight. I always thought if I could only lose the weight and be skinny, then all the good things, all the things I wanted in life and all the things I longed for would come true in my life. What was wrong with me? Why was I like that? Well, when I was 16, I went to church camp and I became a Christian and I believed God could do it. God could fix this problem. He could take it away from me. But no matter how fervently I prayed for God to take it away from me, it didn't happen. So I spent the next 4.5 decades trying every weight loss program on the planet. I first came into the rooms in 1985 when my son was 9 months old, and I would look at all these people who had grown kids and they would tell, you know, what a terrible tale it had been raising their kids when they were in the food. And I was like, that's not going to happen to me because I'm here and he's only 9 months old. Everything's going to be wonderful. And well, I only stuck with it a few years. I did have a wonderful sponsor at that time who I've just recently reconnected with. And she did lead me through the big book. So I did have some recovery there. But later I moved, I got away from it. Then I came back into the rooms in 2007 in a church based 12-step program. And again, miraculous answers for 2 or 3 years, lost some of the weight. Then we moved a bunch of times again, and I stepped away again from doing that. Then finally, 2015, I found my way back again. This time, I have been abstinent from flour, sugar, sweeteners, both artificial and natural, caffeine, dairy products, and for the most part, grains. And I've been working on recovering and then being recovered since February 18th, 2016. So what was different this time? Well, the biggest thing was me participating in an intense study of the Big Book. The name, of course, for Alcoholics Anonymous, the book with my sponsor. I discovered that I have a disease of compulsive overeating and that I'm a food addict. And the most amazing thing for me to discover was that I have a two-part illness, the allergy to the body, and that whenever I ingest them, I am biochemically driven to continue eating them. I never wanted to believe this. I was like, you know, that's insane. I should be able to pick up this whatever, whenever I feel like it. And what I discovered was that if I picked up this whatever, I was going to continue to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and I couldn't stop it. So that's the phenomenon of craving. But then the next part was, okay, well, if I know it's true, if I know that if I pick up this certain food substance, I'm going to just keep eating it and never be able to stop, then why in the world would I ever pick it up? I mean, I'm a sensible person. You know, I graduated from college. I had a career, you know, I did all the things. Why would I ever pick up this food? Well, then I discovered the obsession of the mind. And the obsession of the mind tells me, oh, I can eat it this time. I can do that. So like this Christmas, my daughter was home and she's grown up and she makes a certain item that you have to roll out, you know, to, and then bake. And so, and she does this all on her own. I don't do it with her anymore, though, for, you know, most of her life, I did do this with her. So this one day she's making this and I'm standing next to her because I want to have a relationship with her. So I'm going to hang out. Well, what's happening is I'm looking at the food item on the counter that she's rolling out. And I'm thinking about that. I'm not thinking about her. I'm thinking about that item. And I realize I am totally in the danger zone. This is going to be a big problem if I stand here and lust after this food item. So I, of course, had to get away from it. But there were certainly days in the past where I would have just had a bite of it. And then I would be off of my eating plan again forever, you know, for months or years. So I discovered that I am powerless over the food. If I eat it, it's going to cause this reaction. And why in the world would I eat it? Because of this obsession that tells me I can eat it. So I finally had to believe that was true. The best news is, okay, so if I can't eat this food, but I can't keep from picking it up, I'm powerless. I'm stuck. What in the world am I going to do about it? Well, the best news is, quote, there is one who has all the power, and that one is God. So if I'm powerless, there is a power. The power is God. And so I discovered that the solution was God. But of course, remember back when I said, back when I first became a Christian, I thought the solution should be God, and why didn't it work then? So what I discovered was that the solution is God. It is the power. I need the power, but I have to work through the steps, and I have to work through them written as they are written in the big book. And so I found these promises by working through these steps. So I've been recovered now since the middle part of 2016, which is just amazing. I have a whole entirely new life. I don't look for that food. I'm neutral around the food. If I see some food, I have the time to pause and get away from it before I succumb to it. So let me go through the promises. So on page 83 and 84 are the promises. And it says, the first promise says, if I am persistent, I will be amazed before I'm half done. And that absolutely came true. Before I was half done with going through the steps, I started seeing changes. I started being able to stay abstinent, which I hadn't been able to do, you know, forever, for a long time. The second promise, a new freedom and a new happiness. What a miracle it is. I'm not spending all these hours every day trying to figure out how I can escape from the people so I can escape into the food, figuring out how I can get the food so I can escape into the food. I don't have, none of those things happen anymore. It's a complete miracle. So I have a new freedom there. Third promise, I will not regret my past nor wish to hide it. And that part is so amazing because I can share my past and I can share it with people and help them. And so that's like, it's useful. My past, my pain and agony is useful. The fourth promise is I will understand what serenity is. I can remember going to an early days meeting and I saw this one lady there and she was just peaceful and calm. I had kids at home. I had a job. I was insanely into the food. Peaceful and calm was something I could not even imagine. I just was like, how could that even be true? But today my life is like that. It's a miracle. The sixth promise says, I will no longer feel self-pity. Yeah, I don't follow myself around feeling like, oh, poor me, what am I going to do all the time? Seventh promise, I will not be so selfish and I'm interested in others. I want to use my past to help others. Number eight says, wanting to have others build me up will no longer dominate me. That was the biggest domination of my life. I wanted you to meet me, decide I was the most brilliant person you had ever met, that I could solve all your problems. And I mean, that's what I wanted. I wanted you to think of me in that way. And that dominated my life. That dominated how I did everything to, you know, people please. That no longer dominates my life. Number nine says everything and how I look at life will change. Absolutely. Number 10 says I will no longer fear people or money troubles. And that's absolutely true as well. Number 11, I will know how to handle perplexing situations. I don't know about that one. I think that one is coming along, you know, as the situations are perplexing and I surrender more and more parts of it, I know better. And number 12 says, I will realize that God is doing everything for me that I can't do. And I absolutely realize that because I am powerless. I can't do this. So what happened in 2020? Well, 2020 opened up the world to me. I sponsor and do outreach. I do 10 steps and go to meetings across the world, like this one. I see firsthand that we are all the same in our illness and the same in our recovery. And I have a mission to be part of this wonderful group of people and a job to help when I can, to spread the word that we all can be changed and that life can be good. So now life is good for me. The food is neutral. It doesn't call to me. I have a new relationship with my God. I have lost all the weight. But remember in the beginning, I said I thought if I lost the weight, life would be perfect. Well, I have lost the weight. Was that the thing that made life so good? Well, it made some things easier. Shopping for clothes is certainly more fun than it was before. But it wasn't losing the weight that made all these things work right. It was gaining this new relationship with the power, the God, my God. That's been what I needed all along. He made me a new person. And the big book tells me that my purpose in life is to serve God and to serve others. I surrendered my food and my life to God, and God gave me a whole new life. And so today, I know that God is the power that I needed, that I lacked all this time. And so today, I don't have to go to food anymore. And my whole life is a brand new miracle. And that's all I have. And I pass.